You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hi there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to change the Safari default search engine in iOS. All right, so why would I do something like this, Thomas? Well, that's a great question. I have changed this search engine just simply for privacy and getting away from the Google eco environment as much as I can so they don't track me and things like that. Now, by the default, it is the Google service, and obviously Google is still one of the best search engines out there and really is a general personal preferences for how or why you want to use the Google as your default search engine. But did you know you can change that? Yep, you sure can. It is simple to do. So let me show you how to do that, and I'll give you some little advice along with it. So you just go to the settings.
Settings.
And from here, one finger double tap.
Settings.
We're going to go to the right until we get to Safari.
Safari button.
And there's Safari. Double tap.
Settings. Settings. Back button.
And we're going to go to the right until we get to the search engine.
Search engine. DuckDuckGo button.
And there we are. And you can see it's already set to my favorite search engine, which is DuckDuckGo. You double tap this.
Google.
You get the options of various search engines that's available. You don't even have to use Google. You can use other search engine if you are familiar with or if you like their results better. Let's give you a kind of a rundown of what other search engine you have to choose from.
Yahoo.
So if Google, Yahoo.
Bing.
Bing.
Selected. DuckDuckGo.
And last one is DuckDuckGo. A little bit more information about the DuckDuckGo is that it is completely geared in towards privacy. That's the whole point of DuckDuckGo. It pulls and aggregates from different search engines, so it gives you a little bit of variety of different search results, which I don't typically get from the Google search engine. So if I want that as an example, you just double tap that.
Selected. DuckDuckGo.
And that selects it, and then you are done. So when you open up Safari from now on and use the top bar where it has the address bar, you can enter what you want to search for in there, and all the search results is from DuckDuckGo. Now, the little bit of advice and tip I have for you, and I got this from one of my listeners, and thank you so much for giving me this tip. I didn't know that you could do this. If you type in, and if you're using the DuckDuckGo, and you like just for one time to use the Google search engine without worrying about security and things like that or privacy, you can just put exclamation mark Google. That's all one word. So you put exclamation mark G-O-O-G-L-E space and then the word that you're searching for. So you can put Apple Store. So exclamation mark Google Apple Store, and you'll get the result from DuckDuckGo of everything that you would get from the Google site. This is the same thing if I would use exclamation mark Bing, exclamation mark Yahoo, and etc. Very cool tip. Thank you so much for that. And this is how you can change Safari's default search engine in iOS. All right. Well, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time. Bye-bye.
This AppleBiz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleBiz.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.AppleBiz.com.